Joan Agnes Johnny Coe lived her whole life in Tulsa, Oklahoma, graduating from Central High School and the University of Tulsa. Her parents lived in the downtown area, and she would ride the streetcar to TU. While at TU, she joined the Phi Mu sorority and was active in the local alumni group until her death. Upon graduation, Johnny began her career with Staniland Oil and Gas Company. This company was sold many times during her 30 years there, eventually being bought by Amoco, then British Petroleum. She retired in 1972 to care for her mother, and by then had been promoted to the position of senior clerk in the controller's department. Johnny worked part-time an additional 6 years for a private local company and then retired for good. Upon retirement, she became very active in her beloved First Presbyterian Church, holding the honored position of the longest living member, serving as a deacon on the History and Archives Committee, Christian Fellowship Sunday School class, and the Presbyterian Women's Circle of Lydia. Johnny was born March 10, 1915, and was 98 and a half years old on October 28, 2013, when she recorded this interview. She died just over 2 months later, on December 19, 2013. In Johnny's oral history interview, she talks about the Civil War, the 1921 race massacre, cars, the Great Depression, and Penny's Basement. Johnny's friend, Mary Ann Hilly, joins us for this oral history interview on VoicesOfOklahoma.com.